Okay, good Erev Shabbos to everybody. We're up to Shulchan Aruch. Be'achar kach, the Rambam says, Nimshach v'suda v'ochol kol mashu rotza l'achol v'shosa kol mashu rotza l'shto. It's a really fascinating thing that the Rambam has to state this. The Rambam seems to be implying that, you know, just like everything was completely regulated up until now, that there'd be some restrictions. So there's a matir of sorts which is necessary. Uve'achrona, this is the Afikomen, Ochel mibsar ha-pesach, afilu kezayis, ve'en v'toim achara klum, v'bizman hazah, ochel kezayis matzah, ve'en v'toim achara klum. This is something that we'll discuss in a second, the expansion of the role of matzah in the absence of korban pesach, kedei sheyiye hefzik su'udaso, v'ta'am bisar ha-pesach. Now again, this is all, you know, bizman she'en beis ha-mikdash kayyam, and yet the Rambam here is projecting the ta'am basar ha-pesach o ha-matzah b'fiv she'achilasan hi ha-mitzvah. So the Rambam's line here is extremely striking. There were those who wanted to connect it to a later Rambam, which we'll get to next week, God willing, in Halacha Yad Gimel, that a person only has one kezayis of matzah mishumeras, that he actually makes the berchas ha-mitzvah in the place of the afikomen. But we'll analyze that halacha later. We'll show that that's a separate issue and disconnected from those Rishonim, who might suggest, sometimes affiliated with the Shita of Rashi, that that's actually when the mitzvah takes place. But the Rambam is saying something else here. Kedei she'yeh hefsek su'udaso v'tam b'sar ha-pesach, again, under normal circumstances, o ha-matzah b'fiv she'achilasan hi ha-mitzvah. So what the Rambam is trying to project here is an idea that we've spoken about in many different contexts lately, an idea that's written about by the Netziv in his Hakdama to his Haggadah, the Imre Shefer, that the matzah really takes on a dramatically expanded role absent the Korban Pesach. The equation, Tam Habsar HaPesach or Matzah Befiv, Shachilasani HaMitzvah, he doesn't say that the matzah is a Zecher LePesach, right? Bizman Hazeh, Uchel Kezayis Matzah, what the Rambam means to say is, look, when there's a Korban Pesach, that's the dominant mitzvah, al achilas ha-pesach, and, you know, al matzah semorim yochlu, the matzah and the maror set up the Korban Pesach. Of course, the matzah is still an independent mitzvah, v'erev tochel matzah, so I'm not trying to degrade or downgrade, rather, matzah to the level of chagigas arbah, so the Pesach is just nechal asova. But the fact of the matter is the show is all about the Korban Pesach. But absent the Korban Pesach, what happens is that the matzah becomes the dominant mitzvahs achilas halayla. So, ba'erev tochlu matzos is the mitzvah d'araisa, and therefore, naturally, utilizing the matzah as the kezayis shebe'achrona, she'achilas ani ha-mitzvah. The Rambam never says in this halacha that, imaftinachar pesach avikomen, and this is the zecher. It's not a zecher. Kedei she'yehefshek su'daso v'tam sar pesach ha-matzah v'fiv, she'achilas ani ha-mitzvah. Haikid islay v'haikid islay. So when there's a Korban Pesach, the achilas Korban Pesach is the mitzvah. Achilas ani ha-mitzvah. When there's no Korban Pesach, so the matzah becomes the dominant motif. Right? Ba'erev tochul matzos is the mitzvah achila d'araisa. Maror, as we know, is only a mitzvah sebi debre sofrim. That itself is an expansion of the role of maror, frankly, right? But the fact of the matter is that achilasan hi ha-mitzvah, as it applies specifically to the matzah, bizman she'en beis ha-mikdash kayim, bizman she'en korban pesach. So the idea of the afikomen for the Rambam is to conclude the seder with the dominant mitzvah salayla. Korban Pesach, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, Ken Yigienu LeMoadim Acherim, that we should all be Zocha to experience that. Hein Be'inyin, when there's no Korban Pesach, when there's only the Matzah, Bo Erev, Tochu Matzah, She'achilasan, Hi HaMitzvah, the Achilas HaMatzah, it defines the Laila, that defines the Mitzvah of the Laila, and so you end there with Ta'amatzah Befiv. That is the Rambam's perspective on the Afikomen. You conclude the Seder Asiyas Mitzvos Elo Belel Chamisha Sarkachu. You start where you began in terms of with the dominant mitzvah Salayla, Haikid Islay, Vahaikid Islay, the Korban Pesach, or the Matzah. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.